Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Al, I know you have tried to figure out where Bruce Springsteen might be getting an ice cream cone so that you could run into him. I know you stalked him and went to his home.
Tasty Freeze, he goes.
Would you be starstruck if you saw him or no?
Yes, I did see him in person a couple times, but not out in like it was at an event that he walked right by me. I did tap him on the shoulder, like patted him on the shoulder.
You did?
When he went by, yeah. I'd be definitely starstruck.
You cool, did that to me, I'd punch you right in the face.
No, you won't.
Because that would open the door. Like, you know, you touch me, I touch you.
No, but if you walked by me and I patted you on the shoulder, I go, hey, Booms, you would appreciate that.
And you've had that happen. Is that what you did? Hey, boss? Did you go, hey, boss?
No, I said Bruce.
Hey, oh,
Bruce.
You said Bruce, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And who did you send the fish to in Atlantic City?
I tried to send an octopus to Rick Springfield, but he's vegetarian or vegan, would not accept it.
What?
Yes.
You sent octopus
so we went to
Rick Springfield.
A number of years ago, we went to go see Rick Springfield in Atlantic City. Mm-hmm. I went out to dinner first, and I saw he was in the private room. It was a private room, but it was a glass room, so you could see right in there. And I had many vodkas in me, of course. I was in Atlantic City, and I really enjoyed this octopus that I got, grilled octopus. I said, can you do me a favor? I would like to send that gentleman in there this grilled octopus.
From your plate or a whole new order?
No, a new order.
All right, I was going to say, send him half of your plate or something.
Yeah.
And by the way, like you're acting like a big shot. Hey, send him some octopus.
Correct.
Like, you don't send a guy octopus.
Well, I thought,
maybe
how
send him a bottle of wine, maybe a bottle of champagne.
What if he's an alcoholic?
Well, I don't know. You could ask the waiter, is he drinking anything? If you say he's drinking wine, send him a nice bottle of wine.
I wanted him to one day remember, like, there was a guy who sent me octopus once.
He might.
I wanted that to be me. And they came back and they said that he has declined. He's a vegan or vegetarian or something.
They didn't charge you for that, did they?
They did not.
They did not. Do you know one of the other things that I love he always admits to? This is your producer inside.
And then the show got canceled because the ceiling was falling down in the place. So then we just ran around looking for Rick Springfield and found him and took photos.
Is that true?
Yeah, he was walking around the...
I didn't know that.
So you do have a little stalker in you.
Yes. Oof. For a good photo.
and to find Bruce Springsteen's house.
Send, could you imagine if you saw Bruce Springsteen out eating? Hey, let's send the guy some octopus.
I will tell you, too, if anybody down the Jersey Shore works in a restaurant and you are familiar with what Al looks like, make sure you say hello, because Al will give you a much bigger tip.
That's right. And also send us some octopus.
Yeah, when someone knows, recognize you, you got to give a bit better tip.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Hello, big fan. You're my favorite on this show.
No, I will say
30%.
Oh, 40.
I've been out to dinner, and I've had people buy me a drink or send over a bottle of wine, which is great. You know, it's very nice of them to do that. But
never octopus.
Ever any octopus or sardines. That's like something Craig would do. Send somebody some sardines or something, you know? I mean, like, what the F?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
It was just so tasty. I was like, you know who needs this? Rick Springfield.
Apparently he didn't.
I think Rick Springfield did something for us out in Nebraska one year. Great guy.
Yeah, very nice man.
Yeah, really nice guy. Down to earth guy.
Very friendly to us, and he is like 70 something years old. He looks great. I saw him shirtless.
And still performing, right?
I want to say it was about 10 years ago. I think he did a thing for our Remington Trophy presentation out in Lincoln, Nebraska. I think that was him, yeah.
I do have a photo also from another Rick Springfield show wherein he ran through the crowd with his shirt open and I touched him. That is actually true, and I have a photo to prove it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
By the way, how old are you?
Today I'm 55. I was probably only 48 back then.
No, that's it, only 48. Remember when we were 20, we thought 48 was old.
Oh, yeah.
Not anymore.
When did you have your pelvis floor problem? When was that?
Has to be over 5 years ago because I was in Mattawan.
So it was pre-COVID.
Pre-COVID, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you moved during COVID.
Yes.
Right around there.
So everything now we can refer to as PC, pre-COVID.
Correct. Yeah.
Very much so. So
yeah, I remember you were laying down there in your studio doing your pelvic floor exercises.
You learn something every day with this guy.
Again, I've learned a lot today about him.
How about that?
I had no idea that he had sent Rick Springfield octopus.
I tried. Unsuccessful.
What about you? You don't seem like you're the type that really gives a crap.
It would really have to be a special person.
Like
probably.
Who? Give me one guy. Because for me...
Buzz Aldrin.
I mean, maybe.
Well, like Shatner is a big deal to me.
Okay, yeah. So that might be one. What if Neil deGrasse Tyson came in?
Yeah, that would be a big deal.
And I know he's had his issues with some things recently, but still, for you, you love the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tiger was the first one, and then Derek Jeter in the Yankee clubhouse for another one for me, even though...
Did you see him naked?
No, not at all. Shirtless. He still had the pinstripes on.
Oh, okay.
And he was, and then he turned around and did the interview. But it was, you know, like with the scrum of reporters.
Yes.
But it's the only two times in covering all these teams, and I've been around, I guess I was a little older, obviously, but I've been around Favre with the Jets for the 1 year. So I've seen stars for sure. It's the only two times, though. It was Tiger at Bethpage. Yeah, but I mean,
Tiger is like the most famous athlete in the world at the time.
Yeah, and Jeter was Jeter, but I don't know. There was just something, like some people have an aura about them. Some people are, like I don't. Flat. I'm just me.
Oh, yes. You have an aura, Jerry.
No, I don't.
Oh, Jerry, some, stop killing
some
yourself.
Do.
You have an aura.
Some really do. When they walk in the room, you know they're in the room. And those two, when they walked around, you knew they were there. And it was just, I don't know, it was as an adult, I didn't think I would have that type of reaction to a celebrity. Now, I mean, hell, you had Shaq in here.
Yeah.
And while, I love Shaq. I think he's one of the most remarkable celebrity athletes we've ever seen. I wasn't starstruck by him.
Really?
You had, not really. I mean, the size of him, yes, but not like Tiger and Jeter. I don't know why. Even you had...
I would, if you were going to, you know, this is a sports talk show, but if you were going to, like, do the top 20, like, athletes that were significant both on their field or ice or court and off the court, Shaq is in that.
I agree. I totally agree. But when he, I don't know what it was. Hulk Hogan, he was another one that when he walked in, and Shaq, and the same thing with Shaq, when he walked in, everybody knew he was here, and it was a really big deal when he was walking through the hallways. I don't know. It just, the whole Jeter Tiger thing for some reason was just a little bit above for some reason.
Well, I mean, you know, that's in your own mind.
For me,
but
yeah,
I can
understand
the Tiger thing for sure, especially in 2000.
Yes, no question.
Especially
about
at Bethpage.
It is amazing when Al brings up the photos of the people you've had and Craig and G have had in this studio.
Yes.
It is amazing when you think about the list and the star status that's actually sat in that chair over there. It's pretty
We're
cool.
We're very lucky. There's
cool.
No question about that. But I'm glad we don't do that quite as much anymore.
Well, fine. One of my favorite moments, which we've discussed, is when Jerry Rice sat in that chair.
Yes.
And Craig kept firing donuts at him.
Yes.
And he was clearly annoyed, but couldn't say anything about it. And that was actually kind of funny.
It was boxes.
Oh, it was boxes. That's right.
Donuts.
The Entenmann's.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. I told Jerry when he sat down, I said, you know, just be ready for whatever zaniness is coming your way because it's coming. I'm just telling you right now. I can't stop it.
No, nor did you.
Which makes it even funnier.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.